What's up, everybody? This is Brandon Lundberg, your Five Tool Sports host for today's Thursday night NFL preview. Yes, there is no Woody today. There is no CJ today. Sadly, both of them did not clear the concussion protocol to make it for today's Thursday night NFL preview show. So today, I, Brandon Lundberg from Football Scout 365, will be your host, podcast editor, podcast content distributor, you name it, producer, whatever. I'm wearing all the hats today. I'm going to bring to you some information regarding tonight's matchup, in addition to making my pick on who's going to win this game. So we'll start things off with, you know, on the show today, pretty similar to how we usually do it. We'll talk about what the opening lines look like for this particular matchup, and then we'll, you know, examine some of the line changes, the over-under, and any relevant prop bets that might be out there. So when I'm looking at prop bets, I'm generally analyzing it using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Pretty much a lot of the prop bets are going to be in line with DraftKings Sportsbook and FanDuel Sportsbook. I mean, they're going to be pretty similar. So anyway, welcome to the show. I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real than pry down harder. So the opening line for this matchup had the Steelers as road dogs by 3.5 points to the Minnesota Vikings. The over-under was set at 45 points. The line has changed by about a half a point now. So Minnesota is favored by 3 points in this one. The over-under changed. It went down by one total point. So some things to keep in mind going into this matchup tonight. Adam Thielen has been ruled out, and Dalvin Cook is a game-time decision with a shoulder injury. And it does look like, once again, Joe Hayden is going to be out for the Steelers. So, you know, things aren't going to be easy in that secondary trying to contain Justin Jefferson, but it does make it a lot easier for the Pittsburgh Steelers without having Adam Thielen available for the Vikings in this particular game. So, you know, that probably factors into the line changing. You know, Dalvin Cook, if he doesn't play, it is a big deal. Definitely keep your eye on that. And also for player prop consideration in this particular game, I would also examine some of the other receivers in this game that might be notable, particularly for the Vikings in this one. And let's take a look here. So KJ Osborne in this game, without Adam Thielen available, his over-under for receiving total yards in this game is set at 41.5, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. While Justin Jefferson's over-under is set at 92.5, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. So definitely look at those lines, consider those heavily. You've got Deontay Johnson with an over-under of 80.5 receiving yards, and then Chase Claypool with an over-under of 50.5 receiving yards. The Vikings are one of those teams that give up quite a bit of receiving yards to opposing receivers this season, so it's something to consider for tonight's prop bets. So going through some of the other player props here, you've got Ben Roethlisberger. He has a 255.5 over-under for total passing yards. And you've got Kirk Cousins with a 255.5 over-under for passing yards. I like the Kirk Cousins 255.5, especially if Dalvin Cook is not good to go in this game. Now, there's two ways to look at it. If Dalvin Cook is available, he takes pressure off of the passing game, or at least takes pressure off Kirk Cousins in the passing game because of the play action and defenses having to kind of focus a little bit more on the run game. But Alexander Mattison, he is a guy that, you know, can also help take pressure off. He's not quite Dalvin Cook, but he always comes in and he plays a key role, and he does a good job when Dalvin Cook goes down. So definitely consider that 255.5 for Kirk Cousins in this particular game on the over-under there. Also, something that's notable in this particular game, with the Steelers being 3-point underdogs on the road, they're getting plus 105 if you bet on the spread, and they're getting a plus 155 on the money line. So something to consider there as well, considering the injuries for the Vikings. So leading up to kickoff, if you're looking to make a decision,
And that's still available. That's something to consider, or consider it now and take advantage of it, you know, before the line may change, before closer to kickoff. Some of the odds might, you know, move around a bit, obviously, if Dalvin Cook is able to play in this particular game. So some fun facts here to, you know, kind of consider going into this one. Kirk Cousins has recorded 23 plus completions in each of the Vikings' last nine games as favorites. So the prop bet on DraftKings Sportsbook has Kirk Cousins over under for pass completions in this game set at 22.5. Definitely keep your eye on that. The Vikings have failed to cover the spread in nine of their last 10 games as favorites. Well, go figure, they're favorites in this one. And as I just mentioned, the Steelers at +3, you know, you can take the Steelers and the +3 at +105. That's huge. So definitely consider that once again. And then another prop bet to keep an eye on tonight is Pat Freiermuth has scored a touchdown in each of the Steelers' last three road games. He is also +190 to score a touchdown tonight. So that is a big one. I'd probably consider taking that one for sure if you are the betting type. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to make my pick. I'm not going to dive in too deep. I will say this, like my analysis of this game, I think that this game is going to come down to the Steelers' ability to run the football. Their ability to keep pressure off Big Ben in the passing game is going to be really key. And quite honestly, for the Steelers, this is one of those moments for them to kind of take advantage of an opportunity, a team that, you know, the Vikings, they're a good team. I mean, at 5-7, they're a good team. They played in a lot of close games this year. And I expect this game to be, you know, pretty much the same kind of scenario for the Minnesota Vikings, especially if they're without Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen both. I do like the Steelers to be able to play well enough on defense, even without Joe Hayden once again. You know, they do a good job defensively. They're very similar defensively to how the Ravens, you know, come up big and in key games. So I do like the Steelers to cover in this game. Obviously at +3, it's a dynamite pick on the road against a team that lost 1 week ago on a game-winning play to the winless Detroit Lions. And again, you know, it's hard to trust Kirk Cousins. It's hard to trust this Vikings coaching staff, especially with the key injuries on this team. I mean, they may even be without Christian Darrisaw. In fact, now that I look at it, it does appear that their left tackle Christian Darrisaw has also been ruled out. So again, you're going against a defense with TJ Watt, who is healthy again and playing at an MVP level still. So I am going to go with the Steelers. I would take them either way. I'd take them money line. I'd take them, you know, +3 in this particular matchup. I wouldn't overthink this matchup too much, especially with all the, like, again, double check what's going on with Dalvin Cook leading up to kickoff here, and then try to make, you know, your decision based on that. Even with Dalvin Cook, I really do like what the Steelers will be able to do. I feel like they're healthier. They're in a better position right now, even as the road team, to come up big in this moment and continue their trek towards potentially playing, you know, garnering a playoff spot. All right, that'll do it. And I do want to say thank you for listening. And don't forget to check out the Football Scout 365 YouTube page, where Woody is hosting my analysis of top 2022 NFL draft prospects. We have done Kayvon Thibodeau, Aiden Hutchinson, and quarterback Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh so far. And tomorrow we are going to be recording running back Kenneth Walker from Michigan State. So we're going to do a deep dive analysis on him. We're going to look at the film. All of these analysis include full evaluations of the players. We're looking at, you know, for the running back position, for example, tomorrow we'll look at Kenneth Walker's ability to produce in the pass game and his ability to produce in the run game. And we'll go over the grades that we have, or we'll go over the grading system that we use at Football Scout 365 for the running back position. So again, check that out. That's over at YouTube. And I want to say once again, thank you for listening.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9 to 5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cube.